of the Tzave in the you have the Indian B'dikum here. So first there's a it's famous that this is a parasha that doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name, and the Zohar Kodesh says Tlas inun de garmin bishta garmaihu. There are three that cause tzaras to themselves. Ve'ila inun, the following. Mandalayad grame. If somebody curses himself, even it says in other places, even al tanai, man lon ravi Moshe. There's nobody bigger than Moshe, the Omar vim ayin mechenino misifrasha gesafto. And he said it for a reason. I mean, he was defending Klaiso. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu did what he asked for, im kol do leishtazim moinish, it wasn't safe for moinish, va'itma do leitka v'pashat v'ata tetzave v'ismachim itamon. And that's why he's not mentioned tetzave, and he's erased from pashat tetzave. The same thing also, in another place it says, v'im ayin mecheinu misifra shakosavto, klolo do is al tnai, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mochel choyvein v'gine de moishe, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was... he did what Moshe wanted, but there was a kiyum that Lemaisa Ismachim Parash Shemayis Beiraisa. He was erased from a Choshe Parash and Torah Pekuda Dov and so on. So the Mashmos in the Zohar Kodesh in these places is that there's an element of Einish to it, that because he was a Kolotnai, he was Nenash. Lemaisa, it says in other places, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu's Vim Ayin Mechena Mesifecha was the highest dag you could come to. It says over there, Begin Raya Mehemna. He was a Raya Nemon, Umosa Grame Lemiso Begino. Begin Beno, Hahudach Sivim Ayn Mechenino, Vim Mechenino. It says Moshe Rabbeinu is called the ultimate Raya Mehemna, the ultimate Choshev, that he was Moshe Nefesh Vokal Yisrael. And the Mesiras Nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu is that Mecheinu Misifecha. So it's something that is seen as being a big inyan, a chashev inyan, and so on. So the obvious teretz is that even though it was the right thing to do, even though it was something that you find a lot of times in Chazal where somebody did something that Bo'ifen Kloli was the right thing to do, but if there's a prat in it, that every prat you're accountable for, it's a muscle. Sometimes in battle you'll send out a group and a few will be killed, and it was the right thing to do, but lemaisa they were killed, and you have some responsibility for them. So here also, Moshe Rabbeinu did what he was supposed to do. He was Moshe Nefesh for Kal Yisrael. He agreed to have himself deleted from the Sefer Torah. So even though in the big picture it was right and it was good and it was the right thing, still the mice he got it came true. In other words, there's no such thing as being Moshe Nefesh without it leaving some mark, and the mark was that he was erased. That's the positive shot. I want to try to understand it. Obviously, yes, so a klol al tnai, and if he offered to have himself erased from Sefer Torah, it was Niskayim, and this is where the kiyum was. But we do have to understand also that there is the element of why this seder. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found the place where this hanhaga of mecheinino misifrecha is the most effective, the most important, is in this parasha. On the other hand, you find this whole parasha is ve'ata tetzave, that kilu, in some ways, there's a chshivas of Moshe Rabbeinu, that you don't find a lashon like that, v'ata tetzave, and so on. It's kilu, he's the mitzvah. You find it, in other words, he told himself so. V'ata tetzave, it starts with Moshe as a mitzvah. So there's a certain chshivas, a certain underscoring of Moshe Rabbeinu's chshivas in one way, and there's a halom Hashem in another way. And try to understand the inyan. What's the nekuda chashuva here? Why this parasha is the appropriate parasha to have Moshe Rabbeinu's at his highest darga of a novel, let's call it, whatever it is. You have here an interesting paradox in Bidei Kahuna. in the second half of the parasha, you have the tzivui to do the to do the inyanim of the chinuch kehuna of the miluim. So it says like this: Shivas yomim ubig der kodesh asher la'aron yu lebanav achrof lemoshkan alavas yadam. The big day kehuna is something which is Aaron's chivas, and it's the chivas of all those that will come after him. This is the godless of Aaron, and so it's the moshkan behem. It creates the Mashiach, it creates the gdula, Rashi says, of the kohanim. And it wasn't Mashiach specifically afterwards, but it means this anointed them, in other words, this made them golem. Ulamala ba mesyodam, and this was, this made the kohen into a kohen gadol. Shivas yomim yilvashem ha-kohen tachtav mibanav. For 7 days, the kohen who is going to be after Aaron, this is how you make a person kohen gadol. So it says, asher yovo yil el moed l'shoras b'kodesh. It's the person who is, the kohen gadol is the person who is destined to, and the person who's the one who comes into the Oil Moyed to be Mashiach B'Kodesh means Yom Kippur. There's no other day that you need a Kohen Gadol, and there's no other Indian you need a Kohen Gadol for, really, and this is the Indian you need a Kohen Gadol for. So, that's very, very strange. When he went in Lefnai Lefnim, he wasn't wearing the Shmoyne V'Gadim. It's Kilu. It was the pasuk reads as follows, that the Meshicha and the Hamshacha of Kuna Gdoila is through the Kuna Gdoila of the Kohen who's to go into the Fire of Nim on Yom Kippur is by putting him on Shemoneh B'Gadim 8 days, 7 days. The two are very, very disconnected. The going into the Oil Moed is Dafka without the B'Gadim. So how can you say that becomes that the ribui b'godim? It's not a problem that the kohen gadol has both in yon, but when you're pointing a finger and saying Rabbeisai, the kohen gadol who's to go into the kodesh kadoshim, he starts by 7 days wearing the shmoneh b'godim. Well, that's not how he goes into lefnai lefnim. So it's a davar tamua. Keilu, you're picking that nekuda, and you're saying that. That's with the begodim you make the meshicha. You find another inyan that's interesting in a contrast in the big day kuna. It says osisa big day kodesh la'arin achicha lechavid ol sifaris. So the big day kuna are therefore covered in tifaris, which are in yanim of gedula chshivas and so on. Then it says, you should make big day kohen for Aaron lekovel sefaris. The pashtus, the Mishnah speak about the covet is the begadim that are mechas the person. The tiferes are the begadim that are therefore showing off, so to speak. Then it says, va'ata dabel kol chachma leva shalizu ruch chachma, va'osu es big day Aaron lekatcher lechaneli, and they should make the big day kohuna lekatcher lechaneli. You're doing it for the same purpose. The same. We're talking about the same big day kahuna. So when he speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is because Aaron Achicha lechavid ol sifaris. So the purpose of the big day kahuna is the kavod tiferes. Then it says v'atav v'chachma leiv Hashem leisu v'chachma. It now instruct them. V'osas big down lekatzer lechanoi li. Why do you change the description of what the purpose of the kahuna is? Rashi says lekatcha lekanuli lekatcha. He says lachnisoi b'kahuna de avgodim shekoinli. It's machnas him into kahuna. It's kind of strange because the reason why begodim are machnas a kohen to kahuna is because they're part of the avoda. It's true that you, like we saw just now, that you the meshich of a kohen gadol, the of a kohen is through begodim, so one reifanim, so akapanim. This is the way you bring him into it, but then you have the But you can't say that that's the reason for the begadim. It's the other way around. It's because begadim, as the things that you masharis with, putting them on is a simon of haschalas kahuna. But also the term itself almost seems to be opposite. Kavod tefaros is in of gadlus chashivos malchus of sorts, and then big day kahuna you have lekatche lekahanili. That you have the big day kahuna are there. Lekahin, Rashi says, always to be meshamish. It's a simon of avdus, a simon of sheirus. So it's a ledavahu. It's something that is very, very. The contrast between those two nyanim is jarring. One more inyan I wanted to touch on, which really is in the previous parasha. It says like this. It says you should make the Aron. That's the first of it's the first of the Kalim. It's arguably the Cheshavs of the Kalim. And then it says, Nasatas a Kapoiris ala Aron Malo, that you put the Kapoiris on the Aron. That's sort of the Spitz. V'noi adati l'choshom, that's where I'll be misvayed with you. I'll speak, v'dibarti t'cho, me'ala Kapoiris me'shina kruvim. I'll speak with you from on the kapayrus between the two kruvim. The Dvar Hashem is yoytze over there. Asher Aron Ha'edus. Rashi brings the Chazal, famous Chazal. Ubemoka macha oimer vaydaba shemel of moil moed lemur. And in the beginning of the Yikra, it says vaydaba shemel of moil moed lemur. So that's talking about the Mishkan outside. Nimtza shnei ksuv makrishin zeh. So you have a steer of two psukim. So this is one of those places where Bar Kosav Ashlishi v'chiyah b'neim. There's a Bar Kosav Ashlishi, and it says Ubeboy Moshe El Oil Moyed Vayishmas Akol Midabel of Malak HaPayrus. Moshe goes into El Moyed, and that's where he hears the Koil speaking Malak HaPayrus. So Moshe Nechus LeMishkan Kim Shabo B'Toicha Pesach Kol Yod Meshmei Ben Akruvim Shnei Yitzin Shem Moshe Bar El Moyed. And so Moshe will go into the Mishkan. As he would stand in the Pesach, the coil would go down Bein Akruvim, and from there would go out to the El Moed. So, we're talking about the Dvar Hashem and the stars and so on. It's strange. What is the Mokum? Where is the Mokum Dibur? First, there is something which is there as a stepping stone. It goes down to Bein Akruvim, and from Bein Akruvim the kol comes out to El Moed. Why the whole ceremony over here? What's the two stages over here? That's something that really needs some havana and some tefis in it. So let's talk about it. Let's understand first. Let's go back to Bigger Kahuna, understand a little bit about it. And get a sense of what the union over here is. It says Rabbi Yochanan, the union of kavod. It says Rabbi Yochanan used to put on. Gemara says that Alach in Gemara Shabbos says he's supposed to be machlev begadim for Shabbos. Shleik suscha shel Shabbos suscha shel choyel, mavushel Shabbos mavushel shel choyel. That you need to have a different malbush. And it says in Halacha, not only it means a clean malbush, it means a different malbush. There has to be a heker in malbushim. So it says, Kehod Rabbi Yochanan korele lemoni mechabdusa. He would call his garments the thing that's mechabedim, covered. So Rabbi Chaim Shlomitz used to say that if a nichbar is mishoris, it is a greater kavod. For instance, if you walk into, let's say, if you come to some event, to a wedding, and the waiters are dressed elegantly, it's machshiv the event, because it means the person serving you has a chshivas. If the waiter is dressed very, very kind of casually and very undignified, so it's married your covered as well. So that's why it says over there, even if you have a beged, used to be marich his begadim, they should look mechubedik. In other words, the key to the niceness of the begadim is mechubed, and he was Meshalshas B'Gadim Mata, because when a person who is a Nichbad is Mechabed, it makes the person that you're giving cover to a much greater a Nichbad. It enhances whatever is he doing for that person. So you have here the world of Begadim is really the world of Kavod and Teferis. Avodas Hashem requires in itself Kavod and Teferis. And Kavod and Teferis is something which is Zechshivas. And B'meila, when the person who is doing it is a Chashuv, then he is somebody that it enhances the pe'ula of being machshiv by being a chashiv. There's a tnai to it. If a person, but let's go back to an example. Imagine somebody comes to me whose job is to serve me, and he's dressed in big demalchus, and yet he is a, I begin to see that he's proving himself. So imagine I have a deputy who's Chashev, and I begin to realize that the deputy is playing his own little game. He's presenting himself not as my deputy, but rather as his own Netzias. So now that Kavod is a detractor from where it's coming to. So that means that in the avoda, in the world of levushim, being mechabed and mefayer, there is a little bit. There is a danger zone. In as much as the person is more mechubedik, it's an avoda to me. It's something that's being mechabed me. It's something that's being meraimim me. Meirach gisa, the minute it stops at the person who is being who's wearing those begadim, then it becomes, it detracts from me, it takes away. Now we have competition. There's someone else has zonul malchus over here. Big day kahuna are the avoda of kavod and teferis. It, in other words, to take a person and to single him out as the chashev. We don't have a demus. Marekoyen, the pism of Marekoyen is unusual. There's nothing. There's no one else. We don't have any pism about a Mare Novi, and even a Mare Melech. The Marekoyen is the demus of Teferis and Klal Yisrael. It says Kadosh Baruch Hu is malbashim with Kavod and Teferis. In the avoda of a kohen is going to be compromised by as much as the kohen teferes becomes his own metzias. The Gemara says in Brachos that depending on a person's in the hilchos kriya and zkifa of the Shemoneh Esrei and in Tefillah, so a kohen gadol is kireyad and tchilas kol bracha and zoykiv and a seif kol bracha, a melech kivin shakara in a zoykiv. So it's the same inyan, being that the melech is someone that is a the melech is somebody that is a he's the nichbad of Klal Yisrael. Shatei a mosay lecha. There's no other chetimtza where we take a person and give him yira. There's a chid. We're supposed to. It's the only other thing. Is shatei a mosay lecha. Soim tasim alecha melech. We give him a standing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a melech, and a bas adam is called a melech. So if the only chetimtza for the malchus to be kulei malchus shemayim is if when the melech faces HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's completely koreah. In other words, zeh lumas zeh, in as much as there's an emphasis in being mefoer and mechabed and misyore of the person, of the melech, that's the amount of, when he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the amount of his batlus that's required in order to be able, in order that the mani mechabdusi should be mani mechabdusi klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not klapi, and not klapi himself, it shouldn't be nitfas himself, that's something which is a, that's something which is the avoida of the melech, is a hisbatlus lu'umas the ginune kavod and teferes that are debechitzenis. The reason is, it's not only, well, we don't want him to become a balgaiva because of his standing. If he's a balgaiva, then it's mafkia, then he's oiker, the malchus, instead of the melech being a sort of a hemshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus, and all that covenant to first going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes its own malchus and becomes chas v'shalom nakir of malchus shemayim, like the melachim who went off. So that's why the anova and the anova's pnim of the melech is there, so that the covenant teferes of the malchus all is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech, where in one of the high points of why David is the one with all the all the nekudas that the pasuk points out that were lacking in David, but David's, on the one hand, he was strong with the am, not like Shaul. On the other hand, he said on the kaloyseid mizois, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who am I? I'm only the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took and made melech. I have no self. In other words, David HaMelech's mohus was that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him was b'teiras misharis. This is the uniform I wear in the restaurant when I'm serving. These are my work clothing. I can't afford this clothing. I'm wearing it because it was given to me. That was his mohus. So that means that the covenant teferes of malchus is net the covenant teferes of the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kohen Gadol, we asked in the psukim over here, the stira, whether it's the kavod teferes. There are two stages. The tachlis of the begadim, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Vasisa big the kodesh aron achicha lecholos aferes. The tachlis of it is covenant aferes, because it's mani mechabdusi. It's the begadim that are mechabed, and b'meila that's the tachlis of it. But when we talk about how to weave those begadim, what do you make those begadim? Those begadim are the kacha kaneli. In other words, the kohen who puts him on, the oifin of creating such regadim is, these are my big avoda. So klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klap tachlis, the tachlis is that a mechubed and a mefor, that's oivid, is mechabed mefor, and big kuna are a covenant pe'er, and therefore the flip side of it is that he has to, that they has to put them on b'teiras kilekanoi li, to be misharis, to be mishamish me. Same thing is true, we spoke about the psukim at the end, that the psukim at the end is something which, by when you mechanech the koyen, there seems to be a stira of whether or not the koyen is the koyen gadol who goes in lefnai lefnim is the one that you are malbish with shemayim begadim, which you can't wear when he goes in. The answer is that when the koyen gadol goes in lefnai lefnim, that's between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's supposed to be kuloi pashtus. That, in other words, like David is lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, there's no makom for me to be mispoyer miskabid. The kohen who wears shmoina begodim has to be the same kohen who goes in lifnai lifnim with just a shirt to his back. That's the same kohen. So the pasuk is saying, you introduce the kohen who goes in lefnei alefnim is the one who can wear the shemayne begadim, and it's all kila kodesh baruch Hu coming through. I think that's the pshat in why the parasha here was chosen, for Moshe, to express the mechenino. It's like we said for mechenino be'etzim is a terrible klala. It's a bad thing. You're erased. But there's the makom avoida. Where is there a makom avoida of effacement, of self effacement? Is klapi covered the teferes? Moshe Rabbeinu betor the Moshe who has no self, who's less than migrom klum because he says I'm chayna sifrin and everything is for Klal Yisrael. That's where the makoyim. That's the one who could be metakin, big day kahuna and the cover of the teferes. The pnim of the bal kovin teferes is the one who is. It was shared to this. That's one mahalach. That's a mahalach. It's definitely emes. It means wherever there's an avoda of kavod deferes klapi chutz, there has to be an avoda of a miut atzmius bifnim. And the reason is because you're going to end up with. You're going to end up using that covered in a way that subverts it. There's another deeper knach to this, and that will help us understand the dibur that we spoke about, and the shaila we asked from where was the Dvar Hashem came from, if from the Lefayel Fnim or from the El Moyed and so on. And it's the same lines, but it's a much deeper kinach of it. It says by a famous parasha by Elio that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Elio that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol will pass through, and there's going to be rash, and there's going to be eish, there's going to be a kol gadol, and it's all sorts of a ruach. There's going to be all sorts of tremendous, all sorts of, I don't know what to call it, earth-shaking type of events happening, coming by, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. And then there's going to be a Koil Dumah Medaka, and that's where Kaviyochol the Shechina goes through. So the kasha is, so what's the other part for? Well, what's the other part for? I mean, so they're there to mislead. They're there to. What exactly is? So what's that whole entourage beforehand? What are the fireworks beforehand? If anything, we'd say it's a kavuchoy memarach. The hakdamas kolash. This should be an awesome coil. The answer is that the musig of kavod and the musig of tiferes. Is something, it's an interface. LaMarshall, when I have a computer, so what goes on in the computer, clueless, there's no way I can see it really. I need little symbols and signs and things on a screen, and that tells me, basically, it gives me the information in a way that I can learn to see it. But it's certainly, what I see on the screen is not really what's inside, and what I see inside, and what's inside is not what I see on the screen. It's a way to express it in a way that I can understand it. When I see a screen, I'm assuming that there's something that's processing it, and so on and so forth. The musig of Kvod Hashem is something which is there, to give me over, to give me in my language the sense of what's in it. Let's take a mashal. Let's say somebody has a young boy, a young child, and takes him to see an Adam Gadol, and the child is he's not mature, but he's very, very observing, and he sees everything. And he sees that the person who's seen as the Rebbe or the Adam Gadol, whatever it is, he wears a fancy garment, and everybody stands up, and everybody sings Yom HaMelech and claps. So, in his mind, that's a definition of a big person. If somebody hires 1,000 people to do the show for him, that's the same thing. Because what is he? He's somebody that, you know, so you ask him, what is a big person? Well, a big person, you know, is the type of person everybody stands up for and everybody sings Yom HaMelech and they make a whole grachka. That's what he understands. And then you try to explain to him, say, that's nothing to do with it. And if, I don't know if the person has any shaykhs to it, he's not on Godel, it's somebody who's Rucho Shfola and he's Das Elokim and v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. So he's going to ask you, so what's this all about? And the answer is, you can only see it through the Gimnune Kavod. The Kavod is, Kavod and Teferis are the projection of something which you can't touch directly. But once the Kavod and Teferis at least helps you focus, if I look at the screen and I run different tests on the computer, I can tell how well the process is working and how quickly, etc., etc. So Kavod and Teferis is the chetimtza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to express in this world. And that's what he said. You can't have the koil d'mama daka in the world doesn't have a metzias. When you have a koil, when you have a rash and a ruach and an eish, then it's shayach for us to hear the koil d'mama daka. From within the rash and in the eish and in the ruach and all those in yonim, that's when you inherit. So it says Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. Geus is a levush. So the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Islapshus, of interfacing with the world, is covered in Teferis and Geus. Those are the midahs of presentation. So without having the Ruach and Eish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just said, listen, there's a cold Momadaka. But when you have the Ruach Neish, we say, oh, within that. It's just like Sumarim and Echem Rumi Bar Eila. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Tzva Shemayim. The Tzva Shemayim are Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mesapim Poit Keil. So there's an avoid on the one hand to hear the story that they're saying, and for us not to be toifis, the chutz as the ikka, but rather the pnim as the ikka. Without a chutz, there'd be no tfis in the pnim. But when we have a chutz, the avoda is not never to focus on the chutz. It says by the chet ha'igel. It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I saw them looking too much at my merkava. A little too much at the Merkava. They didn't look at who's on the Merkava. All of what the Zohar was, like the Ram says, that they were nitfas to Gromei Shemayim, and they were taifas something that wasn't what they should have been nitfas to. So b'meila, in the avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the tfisa that we have, in the tsur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we taifas the levush of Geus and Teferis. That's our tfisa. And then we're taifas that which is bifnim. A silly mashal, but if somebody is totally invisible and he wasn't wearing any begodim, there's no way I could spot him. There's no way I could know anything about him. When that invisible person is dons a levush, at least I know where he is. At least I know which direction he's facing. I have some sense of it through the levush. That is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, that's how it appears, that's how it projects itself. That's the pshat in the Chazal that we said about the Dibur, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur, whether it came from Malach HaPeiros or came from Da'il Moed. The Dibur itself, the Mokoyim is the Mokoyim where things are expressed is the Mishkan, and that's the Mokoyim where the Dibur will come. That's the voice box. That's where the Dibur comes from. But the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan are built that there's a lefnai lefnim that belongs to a world that's behesta. It's a makom of it's not a makom of kavod tiferes, it's a makom of bigdei lavan. It's a makom that's behesta, but the dibur comes from there. So every time I hear a dvar Hashem, every time I hear the words, I also need to understand where it's coming from. I need to deherit shayrishtik. This is a dvar Hashem, tziv Hashem, am Hashem. Every time we make a bracha, asher kitcham mitzvos is universal. Laniach tefillin, the sate betzitzes, those are already specifics. Every dvar Hashem needs to be heard as two parts. There's a part that is behesta and gone, and there's a part that's benigla, and that's the outside. So b'meila, the levusha b'de kahuna, the tzura of lekanu li and the kavul seferes, the kohen gadol who's both, he's nichas arifin without the b'godim, but the big day shmoneh b'godim are the big kahuna and so on. That tzura is a correct, it's a correct replica of the way things are be'emis. B'godim are covered in teferis, p'nim is nista. So if a person, if the p'nim is nitfas to the b'godim, then it's a chilul, then the b'godim, then it's what Avodah Zorah is, in one sense, this is the same thing. But without the covered in teferis, without the ginur covered in teferis, there wouldn't be a p'nim. I wanted, I guess, Ishtalitzu, somewhat in the Megillah, you find two people that were responsible for the Yeshua Klal Yisrael. There was Esther, who ain't Esther Magedes, Moshe Hester. She was the one whose Avodah had to be the Astara. And Mordechai, Yotzef Ne'amelech, in Begodim, because and Mordechai was the one who spoke and said what to do, that was the Begoli. In other words, it required the real Yeshua came about through an akuda that was nista bifnim, but the only shaykhs we had to that was through Mordechai. Mordechai yadis kashanase, Mordechai went, Mordechai told. The interface lies in Kavod Teferis, and the nekuda pnimis lies in Hester. It's something that I guess is in the general sense of our tfisa of avoda, of yanim, of kedusha, and so on. In many, many different areas, a person who has himself, every person has certain talents, abilities, opportunities that he's given to work with and to do with. And he has to dehair that. People speak always about the different mahalchim in Avodas Hashem, whether it was Vaisabatka, Navardika, this or that, or Godless Adam, or Priest Adam, or Shifts Adam. And there's always a sense of either or. And the answer is that either or is absolutely wrong. Either or is going to be 100% wrong. If a person doesn't feel he's worth anything or can do anything, then what's the point of his being around? If a person's attitude about himself is shiftless, and that's it, so what's the point of having you around? You're extra. What are you doing in the world? What are you going to accomplish? What did Kadosh Baruch Hu put you here for? If a person believes in himself and everything's channels towards feeding his self, his ego, in some ways it's worse. Yes, we know why you're here, but why is Kadosh Baruch Hu here? Kadosh Baruch Hu's extra. It's you. It's all about you. The sense that a person sees in chutz as the kavod tiferes and his panim as lekanoi. This is the koyach that I need to make use of. This is the talent I need to work with. And these are the opportunities and assets and everything, whatever it is I can work with. Then I must. It's me. It's totally me. But who's the me? The me is Hakadosh Baruch Hu's. These are the begodim that he gave me. I'm a waiter. And the question is, and sometimes, and every person has matzavim, sometimes he has to work on understanding his kavod and teferes, and sometimes he has to understand on the kanoli. It's every person's different personality, and matzavim life are different. But understanding that on two levels, on the first level, on mitzvah, the person's koyach sanefesh, it's only a tziruv of these two koyaches that give over the real picture. The waiter who's waiting at the most important function has to dress meticulously. Every little thing has to be perfect, and it has to be because I'm serving, not because it's a party for me. That's the chitzonis shavoy. That's koyach sanefesh avoda. And it's at the pnimi, it's understanding that wherever a person is tefis in Torah, the tefisa always starts. It's what greets the eye, what muskel rishon. The first thing I see and understand is the levush, and then I need to understand it's coming from someplace deeper and still deeper and so on. The Dvar Hashem comes to me where I am the El Mayid, and that's why when I'm learning a parasha, when I'm learning Torah, I'm learning anything, I need to understand in my language. I need to make it vivid so that it talks to me. When I'm learning about Yosef and the brothers, on the one hand, I can't say, well, we're talking about spheres, different spheres in the world. So different spheres in the world means that I can kill other people to take their stuff. Because when I'm learning Yosef and the brothers, I'm learning about different spheres clashing each other. So let the spheres clash each other, and I can do what I want to do. I need to learn the parasha of Kinah, and how difficult Kinah is, and how destructive it is that we're still living with that, and so forth. That's one limud. And the second limud is, but these were people that were so much bigger. It is about something much deeper. It's levush is the Kinah. But there's a pnim, and there's a pnim to the pnim, and so on. It's not easy always, because we have an atiyah towards one or the other. But understanding that the emes is without the kavod, without the teferes. If a person has an anis achrayis to build a shul, a yeshiva, a mokum toy, whatever it is, if that's his achrayis. So he needs to understand the kavod teferes. He needs to understand that the projection of it is chashuv. But then he needs to understand that's the outside layer. Now, what's the pnim like? What's happening mitzad the ruach of pnimis of the people of everything and so on? The nace of Purim that we're in, the parish of Big Dekun on the one side, which is Adam Shtol Zich Tzut Avedes Hashem, and the nace of Purim, which is the final nace of Kosev, both have the same nekuda. There is the Nekuda Pnimus of Lechanoi, of Ein Esther Magedes Meladeta, of Behesta, and there's a Chutz of Bigdei Malchus, of Bigdei Tcheles, of Kovin Seferis. Chams.